What do beautiful girls, the Olympic Garden Gentlemen's Club, and the WWE pay-per-view have in common? As the official WWE Blast Area, you can watch every pay-per-view event on the big screens and enjoy sensational exotic performers only at the OG. We'll even waive the entry fee. Show up before 6 p.m. and locals get in free.
Hey, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Plus, there's great drink specials and lots of giveaways.
Log on to our website, ogvegas.com, for all WWE event dates and times.
There's more to see at the OG.
At the karaoke bar, Greg shows the telltale signs of being wasted. First off, he's in a karaoke bar. On stage, he can't read the lyrics on the monitor. Greg decides to freestyle rap.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Citizens of America, this is a message from FeedThePig.org. Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must start feeding the pig. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. Even consider cutting up a credit card. Log on to FeedThePig.org today. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
From Vegas.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning, WPIX.
Good morning. This is television station WNEW-TV.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Hi. We're on express elevator to hell. Going down.
I don't give a crap if you covered yourself in peanut butter and had a 15-hooker gangbang.
Snakes. Why do they have to be snakes?
Ron, I know it sounds harsh, but God does not want her to live.
All right, guy.
Part of the plan.
Alrighty, kiddies. It's Tuesday night. You know what that means. It's Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour here on LV Rocks. The guys from The View from Vegas are clearing up. Had a great show tonight. By the way, any of you listening that don't get a chance to listen to them, you should definitely check them out. If you're into any sort of sports betting whatsoever, these are the guys to talk to. And I'm not just saying that because I want to kiss their asses and get better picks. Now, unlike last week where we let the machine pick the business, tonight it's all me. It's all yours truly. It's all Murphy. Couple of people left in the chat room, couple of people listening live. I love it. You know I do. Let me go ahead and bring the music down here. Rage Against the Machine brings us in every night. Again, you are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power here on LV Rocks. Jimmy Diggs is messaging me. I'm sure he's got something important to say. Jimmy's just going to have to wait a little bit. I'm kind of doing a show right now. So this week, we're going to have some fun. I've got some music that means something to me. Every single one of these songs reminds me of an event in my life, reminds me of something that I went through, something that I had to be in, something that I had to do, and these songs are basically what brought me through it. I know that's kind of gay in some cases, but you know what? To me, it's awesome. So we're going to start things off right off the bat. Whoa. Ha, I guess it'd help if I stopped playing that song. We're going to start things off with a little Pearl Jam. Elderly woman behind a... God, man, this isn't a long name. Elderly woman behind a counter at a small town. I know there's like an enormous name to this song, too, and there's a huge story to the background to it. But I'm going to go ahead and just start it off here. So we're going right into this, guys. You are, again, listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour, or as we like to call it, MRAF.
I seem to recognize. Familiar, yeah. I can't seem to place it. Cannot find the candle of thought to light your name. Lifetimes are catching up with me. All these changes take place. I wish I'd seen. I wish I was special.
so fucking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
That was Creep with, what is the name of that song? Oh, no. Huh. It's Radiohead. The name of the song is Creep. Man, I'm getting better and better at this. Not. I got to stop saying that. You are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour here on LVRocks.com. I am live every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Also, I am on the show on Fridays, Spankwagon.net. That is my home. We do the Spankwagon show every Friday here on LVRocks from 7 to 9 p.m. Last week, we had a lovely young woman in the studio who showed us her boobs. And hopefully we have her again soon. So you did just hear, you heard Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town by Pearl Jam. And that was off of the Versus CD. And then you heard Creep by Radiohead off of Pablo Honey. Funny thing about Creep, the guys in Radiohead hate that song. They almost refuse to play it now. They don't like to play it in any of their concerts. They don't like to play it in any live appearances that they do. Funnily enough, though, it is the only Radiohead song that anyone ever recognizes and thusly was included on Rock Band. It's a great song, and it's just never taken the way it's supposed to be taken. You might, if you know, it was 89 or maybe 90. It was the MTV Music Awards. They did the final live version of it. Not the final, but they did a live version of it that MTV wound up cutting up because the song is full of a lot of profanity in its entirety and in its original form. So they did, they played it, MTV cut it up, and then it became hugely popular, and there was a radio edit version, which is what we have here. So, again, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Murphy. Mr. Murphy, I am your teacher for this class. Feel free to chime in anytime you like. We have the chat room. I know there's people out there listening. They can go to lvrocks.com, click the cam and chat link. There is no cam because I'm an ugly individual and nobody wants to see me. In fact, the only reason we have a cam on Spankwagon is because we have one of the hottest co-hosts on the planet named Zuzu, but I digress. You can go here, you can chat with me, you can talk to me, you can give me your feedback, your ideas. If there's something you want to hear, by all means, throw it in the chat room. If I'm not playing it this week, maybe I'll play it next week. You can also submit your requests via email, murphy@spankwagon.net. Feel free to send me any requests, anything you want to send me whatsoever. I absolutely 100% guarantee I will read it on the air. Anything sent to me, I will read on the air. Unless you're offering me penis enlargement or some sort of pill or you're telling me that you're trencher, then I just ignore those emails altogether. So, again, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. The next song is one that a lot of people... It's one of those songs that you hear and you don't hear it for years and years at a time, and then all of a sudden one day you're saying to yourself, I really miss this song, and you want to hear it again. The name of the song is Into the Mystic by Van Morrison, probably one of the greatest classic rock songs of all time. So we're going to go ahead and just start it up here.
Younger than the sun, and the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. And
when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the best thing.
Was Van Morrison, Into the Mystic. Love that song. You know, one of the things I really like about not just that song, but classic rock in general, is it really does transcend a lot of time and a lot of space. And, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of music out there. People can be into one thing or into another, but classic rock is usually one of those things that brings a lot of people together. My kids are all into a lot of, you know, pop, a lot of, you know, current music. But I always find on their iPods, and it's not just me who loads it on there. They do it themselves. I always find on their iPods a couple of some classic rock on there. You know, my daughter, she's 12. She's a huge fan of Kansas. Put on there, you know, Carry On My Wayward Son. She's a big fan of that. My son, my boy, anything by the Ramones, he'll listen to the day is done. So a lot of times you'll see that this kind of music, a lot of classic rock and rock in general, really transcend everything. I have friends who listen to a lot of rap and a lot of hip-hop, but you will always find something like a Johnny Cash or any number of classic artists you'll find on there and be able to listen to. Hell, even Trench, who is the consummate, you know, techno guy, he in his opinion, he thinks The Who is probably the greatest band ever, and I absolutely agree with him on that one. The Who is the most fantastic band in the history of mankind. Followed, of course, by the Rolling Stones, and then AC/DC. But that list goes on and on and on and on. Another band that I'm a huge fan of, and that I don't think gets enough radio play, is a band called Cake. A lot of people know their CD Fashion Nugget, but they don't know any of the other ones like Comfort Eagle or Wheels. They don't know any of the other things. And the band Cake is a very interesting band. They travel constantly. They're always on tour. Right now they're heading through Canada. They have a great road show. Their live show is phenomenal. It's something that everyone should experience because it's not just four guys. They come with trumpet players, with jazz players, you know, they have a big band that comes with them for all of their stuff. And their live show is really amazing. Also, one of the better things they do is on their website, they have something called The Carpool, where you can find other people that are trying to get to the show. And if it's in your city, they put together a carpool. You can go, you can see the show. You can go live. So we're going to go ahead and go into Cake, a song from them that I feel really gets overlooked a lot because of its religious overtones. There's a couple of songs by them that have that. There's Comanche, Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town, this song, Sheep Go to Heaven, Satan Is My Motor. People are like, oh, it's got religious overtones, so I'm not going to listen to it because it makes me feel uncomfortable. But if you actually listen to what the song says and what it's trying to convey, you really do hear that it is a phenomenal song. And if you don't have any Cake, I absolutely recommend going to pick some up. This is off of the Prolonging the Magic CD. fantastic CD. And here it is. Was Cake off of Prolonging the Magic. Sheep Go to Heaven. Really good song. If you, again, if you don't have any Cake, I highly recommend you go and pick some up. They have a B-sides and covers CD that's really, really great. I just can't really say enough good stuff about them. It's one of those bands that, you know, that made it big with one or two songs, But when you get into the reality of who they are, they have so much more to their catalog. And there's a lot of one-hit wonder bands like that, you know, like Flaming Lips. And I used to be Weezer in that case, too, but now they've really made a name for themselves with some of their new stuff. Isn't that right? Yes, it is. All right, so you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour here on LVRocks.com, live every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. We are after The View from Vegas. Again, I cannot say enough good stuff about those guys. You really should listen to them if you haven't. Get all your bets, get all your picks, and these guys, they have a really cool show. Me being a big Titans fan, the boys being 3-0, and we've got, who is it, the Vikings coming in this week. So it's going to be an interesting week. And I'm also watching the Dodgers just destroy San Diego today, 10-1. They put up 6 runs in the first inning. Oh, that makes me happy. You know what else makes me happy? The King. Everybody.
Set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's 1,000 pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-arm bandits crashing. Down the drain. Viva Las Vegas, turning day into night, time turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. Give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a 7 with every shot. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
Come on, people, sing it.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva, Viva Las Vegas.
Shake it, baby, shake it. Yes, that was Elvis Presley's Viva Las Vegas. A lot of people think I have a very unhealthy obsession with Elvis Presley, and I absolutely do. After my family came from England to Canada, stayed at my grandparents' house there, my grandfather's basement was full of various Elvis paintings, all of them on black velvet. All of them glowed in the dark, I swear to you. And he had one of those romper room, kind of rec room basements. It was very, very cool. It was like probably 1989 or so, and we were there for 3 weeks, and we stayed in that basement, and it was just a blast. I had so much fun there. My grandfather had an Elvis obsession like you couldn't even believe. I absolutely loved it. Rubbed off on me. I have an Elvis obsession. I can't say enough about Elvis. The guy was an amazing individual, a fantastic entertainer, and I don't care if he died on the toilet. Big deal. So what? He didn't die snorting blow. He didn't die underneath a hooker. He didn't die going down in a plane wreck. Who cares? The guy was an awesome entertainer and is just so much fun to listen to. So we are moving on now to something I love. I'm a huge fan of covers. I know it's something dumb to be a fan of, but I am. I'm a big fan of covers. I've always liked them. I love hearing one artist pay tribute to another. And it's never done in a, I've never heard it done in a way that's derogatory. Even when it's done in like a Richard Cheese kind of style, he still pays homage to what the song, what the artist is. And I love that. And this is a great cover. I don't know if you guys are going to get it right off the bat. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Anybody in the chat room, if you want to say, oh, I know what that is, feel free to chime in. But for now, I'm just going to kind of let you stew on it. But needless to say, it's a combination of two of my favorite things in the world. So here we go. ¶¶ So whenever I hear Highway to Hell, or whenever I hear that version of it with Marilyn Manson, always makes me think of my former roommate, Henry. Guy was a phenomenal dude. Hippie, long hair. Hank was a great guy. You'd never think he was a huge Marilyn Manson fan, especially looking at him. He looked like the kind of guy to be eating granola, driving a Prius. Very, very soft-spoken guy. Good guy, though. Don't get me wrong, loved him to death. But you would have no idea that he was a huge Marilyn Manson fan, all the way back to the Spooky Kids. But he's still a cool guy, and I miss Hank. He's a great dude, and if you're listening, which I'm sure you're probably not, Henry, if you ever get back to Vegas, give me a call, and you and I will go out, and I'll drink, and you'll watch. So that's the way that goes. You are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour here on LVRocks.com. I am Murphy. Who'd have guessed that, right? The guy playing the music and talking in the microphone would be the guy the show is named after. Interesting. You'll find me live here every Tuesday, 9 to 10 p.m. You'll also find me live on my show, Spankwagon.net, that I do with a couple of other guys every Friday from 7 to 9. Love those guys. We have so much fun. Make sure you tune into that. Getting back into the music here, there's a couple of songs, like I said, in here that are going to be interesting mixes of things. Songs that you haven't heard in a while, and you're going to say to yourself, wow, I can't believe I don't have that. I can't believe I don't have that on my iPod. This is definitely going to be one of those. This is Warren Zevo's Werewolves of London on the Mr. Murphy Power Hour. Warren Zevon, that's something you don't hear enough of out there in the world. You are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour here on LVRocks.com. Again, live every Tuesday. Eclectic mix of music like you wouldn't even believe. I have a music collection that I dare anyone to go through and think that there's any one particular kind of music or one particular artist I like. I may have almost the entire Rolling Stones catalog, but then you'll also find things that are like Louis VIII, off the wall shit in there. Honestly, it's probably one of the more interesting collections of music out there. Right, I would say second only to that of Claude Balls, who I got most of this from anyway. We're going to move along here, moving into another song. This next song is one that I love to play. Reminds me of a friend of mine. It's from the movie Last Action Hero. All of us went to go see Last Action Hero. We were all in high school when it came out. Went to go see Last Action Hero. And for those of you that don't remember the movie, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger playing Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie. Very interesting concept. Kind of lame how they put it all together. The soundtrack on it was fantastic. One of the things that happens in the movie at one point, these two cabs are going at each other in a chicken match. But this is supposed to show how the real world works versus how the movie works. The two cabs just smash into each other headlong. They go up in the ends, go up in the air, come crashing down. Nothing happens. Theater is dead silent. My buddy Ken just starts dying laughing. One of the funnier moments I think I've ever lived through. So this is from that movie. The name of the song is Angry Again from Megadeth here on Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Reader.
can't go wrong with a little Aerosmith this time of night, especially with a song about a dude who looks like a lady. Could it be a tranny? Could it not? You never know. You are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour here on LVRocks.com, your home for everything that rocks. And right now, everything that rocks is on this station. Isn't that awesome? See how that all works out. You'll find all kinds of shows here. Don't forget, we do have Spankwagon Radio every Friday, as well as King Hash. You've got, I don't know, Classics Click. You've got all number of... I mean, if there's something that you're into, it's a safe bet you're going to find it here on LV Rocks. Don't forget to check it out. There are podcasts for you to download. Unlike this show, which is intended to be live, you cannot download the show. If you're not listening to it live, you're going to miss it. Those of you that have been listening to it on Spankwagon.net over the last couple of days, guess what? We kind of lost all those past episodes, so you're kind of screwed. Congratulations, you suck. Speaking of things that suck, this music is not some of it. Up next, we have, of course, another cover, something that I absolutely adore. Two of my favorite bands again smashed into one. We've got Social Distortion doing Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire here on LV Rocks. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Fire it rain.
Well, folks, it's been fun. Got to bring this one to a close. And lots of shows have their own little outro music, little things that they like to go out on. This is going to be ours from now on. Cake, end of the movie, off of Pressure Chef. I want to say thanks to the guys at LV Rocks who let me come in here and just randomly play music. Also, big thanks to Trench, who records all my shows for me and then loses them several weeks later. Don't forget to check out the site, spankwagon.net. I know there are people listening live. I want to say thank you to all of you, even though you didn't come in the chat room, so I don't know who you are. It's been fun, guys. I have a lot of fun doing this show, and knowing that there are people listening makes me want to do it even more. So please, if you have something you want to hear, any feedback whatsoever, go ahead and email it to me, murphy@spankwagon.net. And like I said, anything sent to me, I guarantee, will be read on the air. Big thanks to Jimmy Diggs, Trencher, all of you listening, all the bands whose music I play. I love you guys, and that's why I play you. So I'm going to leave you with this, and we're going to call it a night. Thanks again for listening. This has been Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
People you hate will get their hooks into you. They'll pull you down. You'll frown. They'll tar you and drag you through town. But you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie. No, you still don't like to leave before the end of the show.
Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
I'm sorry, I don't think I need a reason.